proud of the guys because of the physicality and the execution. I thought we had a good week of practice. We wanted to improve from one week to the next, and you can see that in the performance. And what you want to do is you want to reap what you sow. There was a lot of good sowing going on all week. Guys were working very hard to improve. They were very intentional about what they were trying to accomplish, and they went out there and then let it rip on game day. And that's what you want to see, and I'm proud of the guys for that. That's a great, fun place to play here, great crowd, great atmosphere. And so, you know, that's a good experience for him, too. And then, of course, Cooper coming back, playing against his old team, and winning, playing great football. I thought he played great for us. Got us out and got us moving. We had almost 300 yards in the first half. So that kind of performance, all the guys and led by Cooper, that was pretty darn impressive. So what question do you have?
John, speaking of letting rip, Tyler Luke, 5 of 6 tonight, I think the final number, a couple from outside of 50. Do you feel comfortable with him as your kicker?
Yeah, I do. He'll be the kicker. He'll be the kicker. He's earned it, and get another chance to get back out there next week and kick some more, and keep improving. But I just appreciate the fact that he wants to make them all, you know. So, but he had a good night on kickoffs too. We're trying some different kickoffs, trying to experiment a little bit with where we're putting the ball. So that was good to see.
I know takeaways have been a focus for the defense. What did it mean to see those tonight, and then specifically Ruben Lowry? How would you evaluate his game tonight?
Ruben comes around, he's around the ball. You know, he's been doing that the whole camp. To get the turnover on the sudden change and to get the pick in the end zone right away and play the ball, that was not an easy catch. And he goes back and makes that play, showed up numerous times. And also, a number of guys did. I thought all the young DBs really stepped up and played well. I'm proud of that whole group. But you mentioned every one of those names. Those guys all played very well.
Do you have any update on Adisa Isaac?
Adisa has a dislocated elbow, so he'll be out for a few weeks at least. We'll see the extent of it probably tomorrow. And that was his injury.
Rasheen Ali, you may mention the running game, particularly with him. How pleased were you with that,
Rasheen? Very pleased. I mean, Rasheen, he was bringing it, you know, and the old line was bringing it too. So to see that, and our quarterbacks were making the various checks the right way, but I thought he was quick, explosive, very good vision, you know, ripped off a number of big runs.
John, Tez Walker, number of catches. You talked about, you know, last week wanting to get the ball in the air more, passing game and so forth. What did you see out of his tonight?
Yeah, I feel like Tez played well, you know. I'll have to watch the tape, really, to have a full evaluation, you know, just watching it. You watch so many things, but you know, I felt like he played well from my perspective. I just got to watch it more. Going back to the running game, you know, the other running backs too. I mean, those two guys came in like a week and a half ago, and there they are out there running the ball the way they were. Ran physical, running north. Had a great catch on a conversion up the sideline. I think those guys deserve a lot of credit too.
You guys have described Ojabo as a player with some upside. How much of that did you see on display tonight?
He played really well tonight. Very physical. He had a really good night from what I saw. I want to see some more, but thought he played well.
You mentioned the running backs. You know, usually you guys carry three. Usually you guys carry three running backs. Rasheen, going to make that a difficult decision for you guys?
Right now the plan is to carry four. Okay. You know, that's where we're at right now. I mean, things can change, obviously, but that's my plan at this point. Of course, Eric and I talk about it every day, so I think we're on the same page. But you know what? We'll have to see. Things don't, you know, we're not there yet.
Will that impact, you know, potential decisions at other positions? Obviously, there's a couple of tight battles for some of those other.
If we keep the four running backs, to your point, it just makes it one less guy you can take at some other spot, and that'll be the challenge, because you know there's more than 53 guys that would be good enough to make the team.
Bo Braid has played a lot of snaps on special teams. We saw his defensive snaps decrease tonight. I guess, what have you seen from him from the last game to this game?
Bo's one of those guys. I mean, Bo's good enough to make the team, you know, and he's right there with those decisions we're going to have to make. But I think I would be very comfortable with Bo being out there playing football for us, playing special teams, playing defense. He's only gotten better every single day, but he's proven himself. He plays good football when he's out there.
Just going back to the running back thing with Keaton Mitchell, I know we haven't seen him out there. Is that a little bit lingering issue or something that might percolate?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a little hamstring, you know, so it's just something those have to heal, you know, so he's working on it. I think there's a chance this week. If not this week, he'll be fine, you know, for the opener.
I know you mentioned Cooper played well. I guess you mentioned that Cooper played well today. I guess what did you see that led to the improved performance today? What were some of the focuses?
Well, I mean, really, I thought he played well last week, like I said. You know, it wasn't just didn't get as many chances. You know, you got to be out there and you got to have some plays and some throws and things like that. He just played a very few plays last week. And he's been playing like this all camp. I mean, just the way he played today is the way he's played all camp. He's just very good player, accurate, on time, runs the offense, runs the show very well. I think he's a good fit, you know, with our guys. Our guys like him. You know, it's just that performance is what we expected, and that's what we've seen every day.
Keon Martin obviously had that safety early, you know, a couple other nice plays. I mean, is that just to talk about games like this being opportunities for guys? Is that kind of the example A of that?
Example A. I mean, he's. I put him in the category of those young DBs. I mean, he's probably the next guy that had huge plays out there and covered well. And I had the one penalty on the ICT, I think it was, but covers well. And he's had that kind of camp pretty much all the way through.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
All right.